Welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapman, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and even their failures so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors, new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, or the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the aha moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapman Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show.
Hello, welcome. Sorry, had to unmute my mic. I hope everything's going well for you. Happy Tuesday to y'all. And we hopefully call a special guest coming in. She is going to talk about her new book. If you're out there listening, Miss Watson, please give us a check on that link again so we can talk about your wonderful book. Very excited. You know, in this world, again, she's going to talk about being a single mom, raising a couple of kids with a career, doing everything for that. You know, I was raised by a single mom. I was the oldest of four. So I can appreciate how hard it is to do that. You know, it just, as a parent, you feel for your kids. You want the most for them, best you can. You do everything you can for your kids. You know, should be like in China. I mean, this is kind of a touchy situation, but like in China years ago, they put a number of kids you can have per family. You know, in China, you can only have one child per family. And now, the outcome of that years later is there's not enough smaller, younger people coming into the workplace. Their generation, their older generation, really outnumbers the younger generation. So they're concerned about that now. It's a tough thing what to do. But I guess here, Tessa Watson, I see you're in a listening mode. I need you to get into the speaker mode. See if you can follow a link and get you over there. Hopefully this works for you, because I'm very excited to have you on the show. Very excited to talk about your new book, to share your experiences, to help other mothers, parents out. Because I know it's important. I know, you know, there's a lot of books out there. There's a lot of videos out there about parenting. But it's still, it could be more, because it's hard. It really is. It's very hard. Those years of raising a child, those years of getting them to 18, those years of getting them to college, those years of getting out in the workforce. You know, my son is 26. He just turned 26 last week. He's still my baby. Still concerns. You know, he just moved from here, Tempe, Arizona, to California. Very concerned. Worry about him. Make sure he's doing the right thing. Make sure he's okay. And that's for life. Parenting is like that. It's for life. You know, I guess here she's going to talk about her wow moment, why she wrote the book, why it was important for her to write the book, to share with others. Because, again, a lot of things happen because we feel we can't turn to anybody to help us out. We have guilt about wondering, of being guilty about being a parent. You know, you're exhausted, you're tired, and you know, you work the full day. If you have to do that, you come home, you just can't be, We got to play with the kids now. We got to do this. It's tiring. So you kind of get guilty. Maybe I'm not doing enough as a parent. You know? Miss Watson, please check your link to see if you can click on so we can get you in a speaker mode. Otherwise, if you got a question, you can just type it in. Okay? We definitely want to hear you. We definitely want to have you on the show to speak because our listeners are out there. Want to do the right thing. All right? I see you in a speaker mode. That's awesome. Okay? But a little bit about our guest. She wrote her book. You know, she was born in Paris. How cool is that? You know, she says she has helped many families over the course of her successful career as a child care pioneer. So she's seen what parents are going through, plus her own experiences. She's a single mother of two kids. Ms. Watson quickly learned that parenting is the most amazing experience, but can also be unbearable, tough without the right support. That's what I'm saying, support. But when you ask for support sometimes, you feel guilty. Oh, why do you need help with your kids? Why do you need this, this, and this? So you kind of get guilty. She talks about that, the guilt. You know, talks about the guilt like that. So the journey to support other mothers enriched the lives of other children with creation of her company, her business. She talked about that. A bilingual crochet that is free from the obligations and make the traditional UK childhood or child care so inflexible and accessible for most parents. That makes it real rough if you can't really get into that. You can't get the help you need. Ms. Watson, we love to hear her. My gosh. Okay, so I'm just talking. This kind of kills some time. Hopefully she can see what to do. And I hate when this happens because I can't see what she's seeing, so I'm not sure what to hit, what to click. I tried it earlier, and it just cut me off. That's why I'm just trying to see if she figures it out. We can get her on here. But you go to her website. It's a beautiful website. She got a beautiful smile there. Very enticing. Easy website to navigate through. So that's really nice. As I'm looking at her website right now. You can join. You can subscribe. You can enroll in a free course. You can do that. Okay? That's important. Okay. Am I connected? Yes. On my side, I'm connected. And I said, again, I see you, Ms. Watson, on the listener's mode, just not in the speaker's mode. Okay? If you scroll down the link, it should be something that says it's live now. I think you should hit that. You know, I've had problems before, but we're going 9 for 9 of guests calling in and doing. So something just different. So if you're there, thank you. If you said you're connected, you can type it in. Maybe you can use the board. I'd love to have your thoughts on certain things. Let me see if I can get some questions for you. But parenting is not an easy thing. It really isn't. You know, you go to bed at night, you think about making sure your kids are okay. You send them off to school. You're making sure everything's okay. I mean, the big thing that happened over in Russia with all the children being killed, it's just being a parent is an ongoing struggle just every day. You know, and if you don't have the resources to have that someone to talk to, you know, how do you do this? How do you handle when they get sick? What do you do? You know, what do you do? So you have to have a resource where a person can speak to you and talk to you without making you feel guilty that you came to them. And that's a really big, important thing. Okay. And make sure that you can go someplace where they get all like-minded people, sit around, talk and say, okay, this happens. They got sick. What do you do? How do you handle that? How do you get them to bed at a decent time? How do you get them ready for school at a decent time? How do you keep them out of trouble? You know, and then with all that, all the loving, all of this, financial. You know, the kids are going to come to you. Mommy, daddy, can I do this? Can I have money for this? And sometimes you got to say no. So that's another part of being guilty with that too. You got to say no sometimes. You know, can I go do this? My friends are going. You may have to say no. You know, so again, another guilt thing about that. That's so hard. It really is. Like I said, again, my son came to me. Like I said, he's in his 20s. He needed some help with this and this. Had to say no. And I felt horrible. But it just wasn't the right time. You know, he made it work. He got to take care of what he had to take care of. But again, even in his 20s, had to say no. And he found a way. So that learning experience right there. Teach the kid to find a way. Make sure it's legal, make sure it's debt, but find a way. Work hard. Have a vision. You know, be passionate about something. He went to California because he got a new job. Are you passionate about it, son? Do you like that? Yeah. Okay. On your way. Even though I would have wanted him to stay here in Tempe, Arizona with me, he moved to California. Felt sad. But as long as he's passionate, I said, make sure you understand you got people here who love you. So don't do anything crazy. You know, don't do anything crazy. So the parenting keeps on going. It doesn't matter if they're 1, 2, 3, 4, or 26. You're still parenting. You're still your child. It's still your baby. You know, I can kind of relate to where my mom, you know, 30s, 40s. She sit there and say, oh, he's still my baby. You know, that's going to be going on forever. Ms. Watson, if you're out there, if you want to type in something, go ahead and type it in. Again, thank you so much for it's even being on a board. But we're talking about her new book, Rejuvenated Mums Make Happy Kids. That's the title of our new book. So Rejuvenated Mums Make Happy Kids. What does that mean? You know, if a parent, a mom, you have to, if you're in a good space yourself, if you're in the right frame of mind yourself, the kids will pick up on that. They'll see, oh, mom's happy. I can be happy. And they'll pick up if you're not happy. They'll pick that up. So that's why it's important for her to talk to you. That's why it's important for you to go get the book. So we asked, can you share a little bit about the inspiration behind the book and why she felt compelled to write the book? Ms. Watson, if you're out there and you can ability to type in on the board, go ahead and do that. So the question can you share a bit about the inspiration? What inspired you to write the book? I know you work with children and parents all the time. It might have been a wild moment where you said, oh, okay, there's something missing. Let me write it down. Let me put this book out there so we can get over that. Because there's a lot of books about parenting out there. But we still see a lot of stories of not getting it right. You know, I think I saw a story a week ago or so where a parent just left a child at the fire station. She couldn't do it anymore. Little infant, she couldn't do it anymore. And there's places here in Arizona, well, I'm sure all over the country, where if you want to give up your child, you can legally go ahead and drop the child off. You know, at least the mother was in the right frame of mind understanding, hey, I can't do this. You know, maybe it's the best for the child to do something better. You know, because it's a 24/7 job once you have a child. You know, and the child, hey, they don't know. It's 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You got to go to work at 7. So that mother, you know, from a couple of weeks when I saw in the news, she realized that she can't do it. She can't handle it. You know, this, I was at the radio too, listening to the radio. A real famous news person, he was adopted, talked about his experience, talked about when his mother gave him up for adoption. And the question that was asked by the interviewer was, did you want to meet your parents, your biological parents? He said, no. It's, you know, his people who adopted him, that's his parents, and that's what he wants. And he was happy with that. You know, that could be that could be a great case right there. You know, a lot of things play into being a parent. And that's what Ms. Watson wanted to talk about. Just being a parent. How do you get overcomes the downs to get back to the ups? How do you overcome that? How do you get your own space? How do you sit there and put the kids to bed and then take some time for yourself? How do you do that? You know, how do you do that? Ms. Watson, I still see you sitting in the listening thing. And again, I'm so sorry that you can't get you into the speaker mode because we got people who wanted to hear you promote your book, get your book out there. But guys, make sure you go and follow the show and get the book. Okay. The question I wrote to her, she said, absolutely, as a mother herself, know firsthand the challenges and stress that comes with raising children. She wanted to create a resource that not only supports parents and prioritizing self-care. That's what I'm saying. Time for yourself. You can't be guilty about that. You cannot be guilty about that. If you're in a good place mentally, if you're in a good place like that, that's going to reflect to your child. They're going to love you for it. And well-being, but also highlights the positive impact it can have on their children's happiness and development. Yeah. You know, I mean, you read it to them at night before they go to bed. You're in a good mood. You feel good. Oh, they can go to sleep knowing that mama is in a good place. So they feel good and safe. You know, she was to mention that. Okay. So I responded back with one of the questions saying that that's incredible. You know, because it really is. It's really important to see that and see how that can work. Because a lot of times, and again, this may be a touchy subject, but again, I think some people, certain ages, should not have children. It's hard. You know, part of the counseling of babies and the counseling of getting married is maybe a certain age. You know, I mean, definitely won't be, you know, if you're 18, 19, 20 years old, that's young. You're still a baby yourself. You're still exploring. But again, that's a whole other show. Okay? That's a whole other show. So give us, listeners, a sneak peek into some of the strategies and tips you offer in your book. So I'll go over that with her. Okay? She says, one key strategy I discuss is the importance of setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care, like I mentioned. It's crucial for parents to carve out time for themselves to recharge and rejuvenate, right? You do. You got to have time. I come home from a full day's work, boom. I need time to just bring it down a little bit. Just kind of relax a little bit. Leave that day that I left behind. And parents, you can do the same thing without guilt. You need time to redo it. You need time to get ready, to get stronger for the next day. Because the time and days, they don't stop. The next day is coming. Wednesday's coming. Like it or not, gotta get up and go to work. I gotta get the kids to go to school. It's coming. So you gotta take time for yourself. Get stronger. Feel good. So it allows them to show up as the best version of themselves. That's what she says. Ms. Watson, it's awesome statement right there, okay? Be the best version of yourselves for your children. Also dive into the power of mindfulness and positive affirmation. You know, my affirmation was the show today will go off without a hitch. Well, shoot. Stuff happens. But you got to get yourself in the right mind frame. I had a plan B set up just in case. And I use a plan B now. Ms. Watson's there. She's listening. So I'm carrying a conversation without her. But you guys make sure you follow up after the show and get her book. It's a wonderful book. It's being a parent, and it's just thousands and thousands and millions out there, we need help without guilt. We need to turn to somebody without guilt. You know, back in the day, you know, 50s, 60s, yeah, you felt guilty asking for help. Those times are changing, thanks to Ms. Watson, her books, and her being open about it. You know, back in the day when our parents were growing up, you never even sit there and brought your dirty laundry out there. Oh, geez, these kids are driving me crazy. What do I do? You didn't say that back in the day. But it's important too, right? Take a deep breath and go from there. Be the best version of yourselves for your children. Also, because they grow up fast, even though it may not seem like it. Next thing you know, they're getting, you know, for the young girl, she's getting married. Out the door. You know what was one crazy thing to me that I was freaking out about? My son's getting older, getting his driver's license. Oh my gosh. I wish he never got it when he's at that age. But hey, getting older. Tuck him around, help him drive, got him in the parking lot, do this, do that, and this. Next thing you know, he's out in his own driving. I was a nervous wreck. That's the baby. That's the kid. That's what parents go through. So you need time for yourself so you can be ready for him. You know? So the power of mindfulness, like I said, positive information and fostering a healthy, happy household. That goes a long ways. You know, do you have sit-down dinner at dinner times? My household, when I was growing up, no, we did not. We all played sports, so we're never there at dinner. We're here and there, back and forth. But if you're not playing sports, you're not doing things, you're not having activities, it's a good conversation place. Something, a nice tradition to sit down and talk about family. Talk about your day. Talk about what's going on. And that would have helped me in my marriage because I didn't do that very well. Talk about my day. You know, the kids can learn from that. The kids can see the parents or the parents do that and go through that. And guess what? When they're out and about and have a relationship, they learn to talk about their day. Share what's going on during the day. And that's good. That's a good conversation. Ms. Watson, I see you out there. Again, thank you so much. Promote your book because it's a great book and you're on as a listener. So thank you for being there. You're awesome. I can't get you. I can't see you in the speaker mode, so I can't click it on. But you're awesome. You guys, you got to make sure you follow up with her book. You got to follow up with the book, okay? So those are fantastic tips, I said. Can you share any personal anecdotes of examples that demonstrate the effectiveness of these strategies, I asked, okay? And she says, absolutely. Remember a time when she was feeling overwhelmed and burnt out as a mother. And again, she said that out openly. Back in the day, a mom wouldn't say that, okay? By prioritizing self-care and implementing mindfulness practice into her daily routine, she noticed a significant shift in both well-being and children behavior. Wow. Just because she's taking care of herself, that's because she's taking time for herself, she's feeling good for herself, now she can sit there and show the kids and have a great smile. I mean, if you see her picture, her website, beautiful smile. Oh, we want to see the smile of Ms. Watson. You know, she can't go around not smiling because she's got a beautiful smile. So it kind of pulls you in. It really does. So she notices a shift in both well-being and children's behavior. That's important too because, you know, when you send them to school and they come from negativity, guess what? When they go to school, they're going to probably have some negativity at other kids. But if you do it the other way around, they go to school happy and knowing got some great place and great safe home, they'll act differently at school. You know, I was a school teacher for a while. I got out of it. Why? Because sometimes the parents and the children are disconnected. You call up the parents and say, hey, your child is acting this way. Oh, no, not my child. You know, that, yeah, okay. You know as well as I do, your child acts up. Okay? But they were in denial. They wanted somebody else to handle their problem. It's your child. Let's work together to make sure your child puts on a great face. Because at home, if a lot of self-care and taking care of some things, they can do that themselves. They'll be nice to other kids. They remember why you went to school, to learn, to share, socialize a little bit. Okay? So it's important, parent, to show your child those good things. But it's important, parents, for that self-care. You got to be in a good place yourself, too. You really do. Okay? So she says it's ultimately leading to a more harmonious and joyful household. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. How do you envision readers incorporating these strategies to their own lives, I ask, and what outcomes can expect to see? So what do you expect to see when you do this? Like I said, again, I think, you know, just being in a positive mode, you know, I know that can't happen all the time. Life gets in the way. But let's try to do it a lot of times. And let's try to sit there and say, hey, you know, maybe the parent can ask the teacher or whoever, can we work together? My child is just acting up. Can we work together and see if we can make this work? To me, if I got more of that, I may be still teaching. Except for the parent denying, oh, my child wouldn't do that. Oh, come on. You know better than that. Okay? So just incorporating what some of her, Ms. Watson's tips and ideas helps. And to this day and age, we can be honest about, hey, I'm overwhelmed at home. These kids are running me ragged. I'm exhausted. But I still got to go to work so we have a roof over our head, have food on the table. So asking for help is not a bad thing anymore. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to have guilt anymore. Like back in the day when our parents were growing up, they, you know, again, a mom would never admit that. It's okay to do that, to get some help, get some resources. Get in her book. Get Mr. Watson's wonderful book. Okay? Ms. Watson replies, the hope is that readers will feel empowered to prioritize their own well-being and cultivate a more peaceful and loving environment for themselves and their children. That's what we're talking about. We want that all in the world. We want that, you know, we start with our own household and then we kind of hope it spreads out. If every household tried to do the same thing that Ms. Watson wrote, wow, would it be a great neighborhood? Would it be a great state? Would it be a great country, great world? If we did that and everybody took a part, start with your home first and go from there. All right. So by implementing these strategies consistently, they can expect to see improvement in their mental health, relationship, and overall happiness. And not only for ourselves, but we love to see our kids in a good space. I love to see my son happy. I love to see him smiling. He's got a wonderful smile. I don't like him being hurt. I don't like him being upset. That's part of life. But he knows he can always come home to mom and dad. He can always come home. You know, if he gave it his best shot, he knows he don't need to live on the street. He knows that to do anything illegal to make ends meet. And that's what's important about being in a good place mentally yourself. We can sit there, you can come home anytime you want. You got a spot. You got a bed right there, bud. Yeah, I'll get on him a little bit because he may have given up. But hey, at least he knows he got a place to lay his head if need be. You know, it really hurts you. It hurts me when you see young people leaving home because they don't feel safe at home. Oh, come on. You know, come on. Arizona, Tempe area, it's got a lot of runaways. A lot of it because they don't feel safe at home. You know, we got to stop that, you know. But so it starts with the book, all right? It starts with self-care. It starts when they're young. And we go from there. And boy, they can be doing some great things. Those are our next leaders. Those are our leaders in the future. You know, let's teach them right. Let's get them strong mentally. Let's get them loving. Let's get them where they can share that love. It's okay. You can share that love because there's plenty more at home for you. So don't worry about it. So Ms. Watson, we come to the end. Again, thank you so much for trying. Somehow I got to sit there and check this again. But you might be able to get to the speaker thing. But again, because you were listening mode, I want to talk about the great things you've done, your great book, and I want listeners to follow up and get the book. Okay? Ms. Watson, for sharing your insights and wisdom with us today. It was awesome. Rejuvenated Mums Make Happy Kids. That's the title of her book. It's a must-read for parents looking to create a thriving and joyful family dynamic. That's what we want. All right? To our listeners, be sure to check out Ms. Watson's book, Most Practical Strategies and Tips. It's there for you, okay? You have no excuses. So until next time, turn to the Hollis Chapman Show for an inspiring conversation. Thank you for listening. Hello, Miss Tess.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
You just showed up on the board. Yeah, you just showed up on the board.
Okay. I just tried so many times to just get into it. It was great.
What did you hit? What did you click to get onto it? What did you hit?
So I when you sent me the email to, you know, download the app, I did it on my computer. So normally And I got, you know, an email. Can you hear me as well? I'm just gonna.
Are you there?
Yeah, just one sec. I'm just gonna, because I'm open as well on the computer, so I'm just gonna close down here.
Get the feedback, okay? Yeah.
Oh my God! I didn't know that. Now it's on my phone. It's not on my computer anymore because it doesn't work.
Okay. So that's a great tip. So I'll make sure now my future emails to my potential guests is it's got to go through the phone. Okay, right? It's got to go through the phone.
I think so because see, I had, you know, confirmation email that, yeah, you know, I'm on the app. And when I was on the app through the computer, I can see you, I can hear you, but I can't do anything.
Right. So when I see you in a listen mode, that's the reason why I just carried on the show, because you're there and you're being great. So I appreciate that. But you weren't in the speaker mode like you are now. So I'm sitting there, what's going on? What's going on? So I'll make sure future guests, and again, you're welcome back anytime. This got to go. This is a Podbean thing. They got to go through the smartphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I understand that. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You don't know. Thank you for being this persistent. You're awesome. That's why you're a great mom, because you do great things. That's great. But before, because I know things are busy and stuff like that, and you didn't expect to be this long, but is there any kind of thing you want to leave us with, just a kind of inspiration, any kind of something you can say in closing that we can, that you can share to the listeners?
Yes, definitely. What just, you know, came to my mind is your intuition.
Yeah.
So many people will tell you, you know, how you should do things, or, you know, how this motherhood journey should look, you know, should look like for you. But at the end of the day, you know your children better than anyone else. I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to, you know, what people have to say, but when you're not sure of what to do, just trust, you know, this inner voice, because when you do that, you are going to do the right, you know, decision for you and for your children. So I think most of the time we kind of deny what we, you know, this voice that can come from, you know, within, and we prefer rather to go with what, you know, people in our circle or in our environment can tell us. But I've been there, and I had so many people saying different things, and I was so confused because you have, you know, different opinions or you know, ways of thinking. So I more than once, you know, trusted my, you know, intuition, and I've made the right decision. So that's why I encourage mothers to do as well.
But real quickly, I know things, time is tight. When you're getting information from this group, information from that group, how do you decide which direction to go? Well, you kind of give us idea that, okay, and this person's saying this, this person's saying that. You said, okay, geez, I got to sit there and take some time, think about this. I'm going to choose this. How did you come to the conclusion that you should choose this or that?
Because I felt in tune with it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I felt in harmony with what was, you know, this voice telling me, you know what, do that. Yeah. And I was like, okay. That's the right thing, because I feel, in tune, good to do it, you know, to take the action. So you have to just go back to your emotions and what you feel. And your feeling when it's, you know, feeling of, you know, reassurance or, you know, comfort, or, you know, that is the right thing to do.
Perfect. Before I let you go, please tell us, where do we go after this show to get your wonderful book?
Yes, on Amazon. So you can find the book on Amazon. So easy. You just click Rejuvenating Moms Makeup Kids and you'll find the book there.
Beautiful title, beautiful book, great tips. Thank you so much for being so strong and patient and getting through. Because we got some great content regardless. We're going to sit there and put it out there. It won't be flawless. That's okay. We aren't flawless in this world, okay? Thank you so much. We definitely love to have you back, and you gave me a tip on how to make sure the future guests can do it and get through. Thank you so much. You have a great week, okay?
Thank you so much, Holly. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I love listening to her. She was there doing great things. We appreciate her doing that. It's awesome. So make sure, guys, that you follow up. Look, beautiful book, group TED. Don't be guilty about reaching out for help. Don't be guilty. We all need help. Okay, we all need somebody to talk to. We all need to get that self-care. We all need that. Make sure. Just get yourself in line. I mean, me, I feel great now because she got through. So now I feel good for the rest of the day. We got some good time together. Some awesome things. So I feel better. Okay? So it's okay. Excuse me. Okay. Have a great week. We have a guest on Thursday. And again, thank you so much for coming to the Holly Show.